Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about the Spanish sprint race that just happened at Jerez. Now, before we get into it, here is how it finished. Jorge Martin won it from Pedro Acosta, Fabio Quartararo, Dani Pedrosa, Franco Morbidelli, Raul Fernandez, Marc Marquez, Augusto Fernandez, Miguel Oliveira, Joan Mir, Taka Nakagami, Johan Zarco, Fabio Di Giantonio, Jack Miller, Alex Rins, and Lorenzo Salvadori was the last one across the line. Stefan Bradl crashed, Luca Marini crashed, Maverick Vinales crashed, Marco Bezzecchi crashed, Enea Bastianini crashed, Brad Binder crashed, Alex Marquez crashed, Pecco Bagnaia crashed, and Aleix Espargaró crashed. So, as you can hear by all of those crashes, it was an absolute mental race and an absolute crash fest like I've never seen it before. What an unbelievable race. Jorge Martin was in particular Jorge Martin form. You know, took off at the front. Marc Marquez did pass him and catch him. Like, Martin was out like 1.4 seconds at one stage. And he seemed to have some issues. Marc closed the gap and passed him. And unfortunately for Marc, he did then crash himself. Pedro Acosta, great race from him. Joe kept his nose clean, very aggressive at the start, but really, really good. You know, again, coming home second in the sprint when a lot of experienced people around him were falling. You know, he stayed on, fair play to him. Fabio Quartararo, probably the rider of the day for me, started 23rd and finished 3rd. And yes, okay, without all those people in the front, he wouldn't have got there, but he was under pressure big time from Dani Pedrosa towards the end, and he was able to fight him off. Really, really good to see Dani Pedrosa battling for the podium. You know, it just reminds me of Misano. He was denied. This time he was denied again, but, you know, he kept his nose clean. Wasn't as aggressive at the start, you know, but he rolled up there nicely. Solid race as well for Franco Morbidelli. You know, didn't really see too much of him, but again, finishing 5th, you know, it was all about building his confidence back up, I would suppose. Raul Fernandez, 6th place finish, not bad for him, ahead of Miguel Oliveira, which is the main thing, you know, pushing Aprilia to say that he deserves the 2024 bike. No doubt he is beating the 2024 bike on the 2023, let's not forget. Marc Marquez, you know, he had a really good race. He looks really strong. He looks really confident and happy. He has said that the adjustment is over and now it is time to get on with it. You know, let's just see if he can just stay on the bike. He will be there. I would happier see him finish 2nd than in the gravel trap. Now, he did score points in this sprint, despite the crash and running into Joan Mir and getting a penalty of having to give up one position. He still finished in 7th and scored some points. So fairly good day considering. Good day for Augusto Fernandez. You know, solid, not amazing, but solid. 16 seconds behind his teammate in 12 laps. So kind of gives you an understanding of what is going on there. Miguel Oliveira, again, comfortably beaten by his teammate. You know, he needs to step it up, if I'm very honest. Joan Mir, you know, not too bad for Honda considering, but saying that if half of those people finished, then it wouldn't be really good for either of the, any of the Hondas, really. The only one that would have been done well would have been Johan Zarco. Unfortunately, he crashed in the last corner. Fabio Di Giantonio, I believe he also crashed as well. Same with Miller. Alex Rins, you know, what can you say with Alex Rins? He's just can't get that Yamaha to turn at the moment, so he is suffering. Lorenzo Salvadori also did crash but remounted as well. Stefan Bradl and Luca Marini came together on the last lap. You know, it's never good if you're a race rider and you're battling with the test rider. Let's be very, very honest here. Maverick Vinales crashed in turn 5. There were some damp patches on the track. Not sure if he got caught up in that or if it was something to do with the wind change. Bezzecchi also had a crash, which is kind of weird, the crash that did happen before that. which Enea Bastianini, Brad Binder, and Alex Marquez, looks like they all crashed in sympathy with each other at the same time. You know, they were miles away from each other and they went down. Pecco Bagnaia's crash, look, we all know that three doesn't go into one, and you know, it was a racing incident. You know, Brad was slow off the last corner after making a move from Mark. And, you know, Pecco went around one side of him. Bezzecchi went the other side of Binder. And they met in the middle. Nothing really majorly on that. Aleix Espargaró crashed early as well. You know, you will always be worried with the Jerez crashes, that, especially in the fast corners, but he seemed to be all right. But saying that, it was absolutely epic. It took me about 25 minutes before I could do the video after this race just to calm down and just breathe. Absolutely epic race. Can't wait for the race tomorrow. For me, though, have to be rider of the day has to be Fabio Quartararo. Definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think of the sprint race in Jerez? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.